I didn't mean to disturb you. I just, are you okay? I couldn't sleep and I've been feeling really restless, just lying here, internally tossing and turning. And I thought I heard your breathing change, and you seem a little bit restless too, not at ease. And I didn't mean to disturb you, like I said, I just, I don't know. Something told me to check on you. So, do you want to talk? Or go back to sleep? Okay, good. We can talk. I'm gonna stay here with you just as long as you need me to, okay? You tell me to go, you need space. That's okay. I'll go. But right now, the way you're gripping my hand, you want me to stay? I like to. I think we can help each other like this. So, I know one thing I used to do when my mind was all a jumble. It seems kind of cheesy, but it also really worked. I had to think for a long time about some memory of a place where I felt really, really safe and happy and loved. And for me, that place was this little fort. We called it the fort in the woods, and it was just a three-sided structure that my brother and his friends built before I was born, probably. And by the time my friends and I were climbing around in it, it was all decrepit and full of penthouse magazines and half falling down, but my friends and I thought it was the coolest place ever, and we would go to the woods and just hang out at the fort. So whenever I need to find an inner sanctum, I picture this clearing in the woods. The ground was just covered with leaves and old mature trees all around, vines hanging down in some places, and the sunlight would just kind of dapple through in little spots. And we had a couple of like stumps that we used as stools, and I close my eyes and just picture that. I smell the smells, and I feel the air, and I hear the birds, and it really does bring me a little feeling of peace. Can you think of anything like that for you? It doesn't have to be from childhood. It's kind of a mystery to me that my peaceful place was something from childhood. Anywhere in your life where there's just this bubble that you can hang on to that won't burst. You can look back and immerse yourself in that and feel safe and happy and loved. Close your eyes. I'll just rub your back a little. Take some deep breaths and think about what's that place for you. What's your fort in the woods? Do you have a place like that? And it's okay if you can't think of one. It actually took me a long time to think of the fort and to kind of build it up as my little internal refuge. So Don't feel badly if you can't think of one right now. It will come to you. You'll find a place. Maybe it's even just a little treasure box that you imagine, and it feels the way you want it to feel, and it smells the way you want it to smell, and it sounds the way you'd like it to sound, and just everything's kind of peaceful there. And you're alone, or you have someone with you, whatever gives you the feeling that you need in this moment. I'm starting to feel a little bit more relaxed too. Maybe we should. Do you want to do that breathing exercise we do sometimes? It really helps me a lot. So, we're gonna breathe in on a count of four, and then we'll hold, and we'll breathe out, and try to prolong your exhale as long as you can comfortably, okay? So in, hold, out. In, hold, out. In, hold, out. Should we do one more? Okay. In, hold, and out. I'm feeling better a little bit. I'm not feeling quite that internal storm that I was having. How about you? I know life has thrown some tricky things at you lately, hard things to handle. And I know that in the moment, you think, God, I'm never going to get through this. How can I possibly ever get on the other side of this? But in the moment, it never feels like you can or that you are. But then, you know, 5 minutes pass, and then a couple of hours, and the next thing you know, it's been days or weeks, and you look back on that thing, and it was just kind of a blip in your past. I know that doesn't comfort you at all when you're in it, and believe me, I'm saying this as much for me as I'm saying it for you, because I know when I'm in it, the story I tell myself is that it's never going to get better. I'm never going to get to the other side. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. All of those things go running through my mind. And the only thing I can do is just hang on, right? And, you know, sometimes I do actually visualize my little fort in the woods. I do those breathing exercises. I hold someone's hand. I let someone hold my hand, and somehow, you know, somehow we always get to the other side. Do you want to tell me anything that's bothering you? Oh, I did it. Oh, yeah. Shit, that's hard. Hold my hand a little tighter. Know that I'll hug you anytime you want. I'm here for you. I can't. I'm not dealing with the same things that you are. I am here for you. I believe in you. I know you're strong, even if you don't believe it. I promise you're stronger than you think. And when you don't feel strong, that's what I'm here for. That's what other people are here for too. You reach out with a hand. If you can't reach out, yell. If you can't yell, whisper. If you can't whisper, bang on the floor. If you can't bang on the floor, I don't know, convulse or something. I mean, I'm not making light of this. I know it's hard to, you can't pick up the phone sometimes, and it's hard to even verbalize what you're going through or what the problem is. It's just a problem, right? Or you're just in crisis. You're just freaking out. And people always want to know, well, what's the problem? They want to define it. They want to quantify it. And they want to solve it or break it down. That's not going to help you. I'm not going to try to solve your problem because I can't. But I can support you. I'll help hold you up. If you want to bounce ideas off me, awesome. I'm here. I'll do it. I will be your biggest cheerleader. But I'm not gonna try to tell you what the answer is because I don't know it. And no one else does. Only you do. But I also know that you can do this. I believe in you. I really, really do. And I'm always going to be here for you. Yeah. Let's do another breathing exercise, shall we? I know it's really hard sometimes. And sometimes I even forget to breathe, which is ridiculous, right? I hold my breath and then realize that I'm going to fall over. Let's not do that. Let's do this together. Let's breathe. Just breathe. Breathe and hold my hand. Feel my skin in yours. Warm. My hands are always so warm. So anytime you need to warm up, you grab my hand, okay? And I'll rock you. I'll hold you. And we'll breathe together, okay? In. Hold. And out. In. Hold. And out. In. Hold. Out. In. Hold. And out. I'm here. I'm here with you. You can close your eyes if you want to. I'm still here. I'll keep breathing. So will you. I'll rub your back. I'm not going anywhere. You're so special. You're so special. I don't ever want you to forget that. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken. And I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away. That's right, I'm here. I'm still here. Close your eyes. You're safe. You're special. You're loved. I love you. I'm just bringing all this light and warmth and trying to pour them into you so that you can feel how much you're loved. Still here, not going anywhere. And in the morning, you're still going to be the same person. It's going to be a new day. Limitless possibilities. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I'm here. Close your eyes. I'm here. Close your eyes. You're safe. Close your eyes. You're loved. Take a breath, you're safe, you're warm, you're loved. Close your eyes, go to sleep. You are loved, you are safe. Close your eyes. Go to sleep. You are loved. You are safe. I'm right here. You're not alone. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.